A new cloud computing provider has gotten the go-ahead to sell its services to the federal government. Software vendor VMware, partnering with hardware infrastructure provider Carpathia, now has approval under the Federal Risk and Authorization Management Program, or FedRAMP. Lynn Martin is the Vice President of the U.S. Public Sector at VMware, and she joins me now. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Okay, so I'm interested in what it takes for a company to get FedRAMP approval. I'd like to know what the process was like, what it looks like from a vendor's point of view to go through these, whatever they make you go through to get the approval.
So it's pretty comprehensive. The FedRAMP office is set up under the GSA in the government, and they have a process where you come in for submission through a pretty thorough process. We started about 18 months ago. Probably 6 months building out the paperwork from a compliance perspective and ensuring that all the security and due diligence pieces were in place. And then your package is entered in through submission. And through there, it's an ongoing process with the FedRAMP office. So from end to end, it took about 18 months for us.
Now, at VMware, you sell software, so there's nothing really to see, whereas Carpathia is actually the infrastructure that's behind your offering. Do they go and visit those places and see if the door's locked and that kind of thing?
They do. So part of the reason why we partnered with Carpathia on this is they have a best-in-class data center out in the Chantilly area, as well as a backup site in Phoenix. And that is a very thorough, high-security facility, which was already running government workloads in there. There's a section of that where the VMware vCloud government services infrastructure will run. So it's really leveraging the technology and innovation from VMware products, including the NSX micro-segmentation, the security around the data center of the servers and storage infrastructure, wrapped with the data center protection and security levels that Carpathia brings.
So is this only, what level of security can this offering go up to under FedRAMP?
So it's the FedRAMP infrastructure as a service package within there.
So can people do mid-level security workloads on there, or is it just email and that kind of thing?
Well, it's designed for a combination of net new and legacy applications. There's common workloads under there, including DR package applications like email, SharePoint, Point, Oracle environments, test and dev, as well as all the way up to full production environments can go into there. So it really depends on the workloads. I mean, the beauty of the hybrid cloud from VMware is it really leverages the infrastructure that's already running on VMware technology. And you can move your workloads in and out of a cloud in a hybrid manner with very limited portability requirements around application rewrite.
Because a lot of companies have virtualized servers and virtualized applications using VMware and some of your competitors' products. And so when everything is, when the cloud provider is set up the way that your own data center would be, if you're a federal agency. So that makes it easier to move the workloads around to where you might need them for balancing. Is that one of the advantages here?
That's one of the advantages, and I'd say the single largest advantage and differentiator between the VMware cloud and the other cloud opportunities that are out there is your choice. So a lot of the different cloud offerings require rewriting of your application to move to the cloud, and then once you're in the cloud, you're kind of stuck there. Our cloud allows you to move in and out of a cloud based on your business requirements as needed. So you can bring it back on-prem or to a cloud and other clouds with a choice without rewriting your application to move it. So today, 99% of the workloads in the government space across Fed, state, and local run on VMware technology.
And, of course, a lot of agencies say that one of the things they're afraid of about cloud computing, regardless of the vendor, is if they want to back out and end the deal and go somewhere else, it can be difficult. So it sounds like this would make it easier to get away from the whole thing if they want to.
Correct. That's the advantage of the VMware hybrid cloud service.
I know you hope they don't, but sometimes they do.
Yep.
And I wanted to ask you also, by the way, we're speaking with Lynn Martin. She's the Vice President of U.S. Public Sector at VMware. What does the market look like to you? I mean, cloud computing has been going on for some time now, 4 or 5 years. There are quite a large number of vendors coming on. I think they're finally pushing them through the FedRAMP a little bit faster. Is there enough business for everyone? I mean, is this going to be a good business for companies that are jumping in now?
So from my perspective, I think, there's been a lot of activity around the cloud. I think they're still at the beginning phase of moving major workloads over. And again, from a hybrid perspective, I think that part of the market is just starting to emerge. So VMware feels we've entered the market at the right time around the hybrid opportunity. And that seems to be a good demand of what people are looking for, where traditionally over the last few years, folks have started to move there, but the application pieces and the time frame to move it and those types of things have really lagged a little bit around what the expectations were.
I mean, at this point, at this point, it's still mostly the email application using cloud email programs on a cloud provider. There's not a lot of mission-critical workloads that have moved out of federal data centers. Is that a good way to characterize it at this point?
I'd agree with that, and some DR probably.
DR meaning?
Disaster recovery.
Okay, so backup, but not really.
Backup,
All right, so coming next then, you expect to see people starting to move those mission-critical loads out to the cloud?
Yes. So we made a major investment in this area so that folks have a choice, you know, where they can move their workloads, and then if you want to move them back in to on-prem, you can do that easily back and forth.
And how does this all fit in with the, I guess it's still in place, is the federal data center consolidation effort or mandate is supposed to still be in place, but you don't hear much about it. You don't see too many data centers closing these days.
So this gives you an opportunity as, you know, in some cases you could close data centers, but in addition to that, you don't need new data center space when you've run out. So, you know, the data center consolidation efforts have been going on for a few years, and they have made major strides across the government. All the different branches are at different places on that. And vSphere technology from VMware really was the enabler of that, where folks consolidated their servers, you know, 12 to 1, 20 to 1, depending on the agencies across there. But there's still some work to be done there. And then this is another extension of where you could go with your data center consolidations as well.
All right. Lynn Martin is the Vice President of U.S. Public Sector at VMware. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Tom. Have a great day.